let's be honest. A lot of the times, the almost guy is fun. He's there. He's accessible. He's available. You can find yourself falling for him even though you know that's not what you truly want. Maybe that's called settling. Yo, party people, it's Ashley of SingleWomanChronicles.com, where I provide a safe space for single women to heal, grow, and thrive. And today on Terms Every Single Woman Should Know, we will be talking about instant gratification. Okay, I'm going to use it in a sentence. I knew he wasn't the best option because we were unequally yoked, as well as he lacked ambition, but I still chose to entertain him because I wanted the instant gratification. All right, I know that was a long sentence, but let's get into instant gratification because it's not talked about enough. Instant gratification is when you lower your standards to get the urges that you want right now instead of waiting for the long-term value that you really want. Basically, it's when you go for what you want rather than what you need. And the sad part about this is often we feel like, oh, it's just something I'm doing temporarily. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to affect me long term. I could cut this thing off anytime. But truth be told, oftentimes we get stuck in situations that are very unhealthy for us because we were operating to please and appease our instant gratification rather than to wait for the thing we actually wanted. That's how a lot of people end up in situationships. That's how a lot of people end up in relationships where they're unhappy because that person was never the one, but because they entertained it, because they were bored, because they needed the attention, because they were tired of waiting, they ended up catching feelings. Because let's be honest, a lot of the times the almost guy is fun. He's there. He's accessible. He's available. You can find yourself falling for him even though you know that's not what you truly want. Baby, that's called settling. That's what that's called. Okay? let's talk about it. Do y'all know how many times that my instant gratification, my desire to have something in the moment rather than wait for the thing that I really wanted caused me to end up in situationships and even relationships that with people I knew that weren't going to be long term. So I done entered into this situation. Now feelings are involved. Now I got to figure out how to get myself out of it. Now I'm out of it. Now I got to heal. Now I got to take time to heal and get over this person when this person never should have been somebody. And I'm going to call a spade a spade. A lot of y'all baby daddies are a result of instant gratification. And I'm not saying that to call you out. Like, I, in my past, oh Lord, I have a past littered with instant gratification residue. Dudes that I settled for in the moment because I was tired of waiting for what I really wanted. Okay. So I'm not judging you at all. I'm just letting you know the dangers of instant gratification. So how do you overcome this? You overcome it with discipline. You have to discipline your flesh. If you're not a Christian and you don't understand what your flesh is, it's basically your natural desire. It's basically that thing that default in you. You have to learn to discipline that because you have to wait for what you really want. Because if you know that you really want a relationship, why are you entertaining men who talk about they just want to go with the flow? Why are you doing that? Instant gratification. Because they're easy, they're more accessible, they're in your face right now, okay? That's why. You know you want marriage, but you're entertaining a man who told you he'd never get married. What you doing that for? That don't even make sense. And another reason we entertain situations like this and just go for the instant gratification is because of fear and disappointment. We're disappointed about past results and past times where we waited on this thing and it was taking too long. So we say, you know what? Let me take matters into my own hands and I'm going to just do this temporarily. But then temporary turns into permanent because you end up producing a baby with this person. You end up falling for this person. You end up attached to this person because oftentimes it's not love, it's attachment. Yeah, I said it. Many times you are not addicted to that person. In love with that person. You are attached to that person. You are not, okay? So you need to learn how to be disciplined. Two, you need to learn how to check yourself and be honest with yourself. You need to ask yourself, like, is this what I really want? Or is this just me satisfying a desire, a temporary desire, because maybe I'm lonely right now? Maybe I tired of not being approached, and this is the first person that has approached me in like months and years. Maybe I'm just weary at this point and I feel like I'm never going to meet anyone, so I just might as well go for almost. And Brandy already told y'all almost doesn't count, so I don't even know why you're going for that. Okay? Everybody knows. Almost doesn't count. Okay, sweetie, boom, boom. So you have to check yourself. I think another third way to really, really, really avoid falling into the instant gratification trap, ask your friends. Ask your friends, that trusted friends who knows. Like, I have a friend, my best friend, literally. I pray about it God first. It's Jesus first, then my best friend second. Because she's never been wrong. Because she knows. She knows how I talk, how I move, when it's something unhealthy, when it's something that I'm just doing to gratify something temporarily. And she knows. She knows. So ask your friend, is this a good choice? Do you feel like I'm doing this for instant gratification, or is this something I should really be entertaining? They can tell you. And also, key tip, if you feel like you have to hide that person that you're dating, baby, that's instant gratification. Because you already know. You know better. I've always been self-aware. I be knowing like, oh, I know this is just a little instant gratification. I know this is something I'm just entertaining. The other day, I went to a restaurant and I was getting an acai bowl. I got out of the car, and as soon as I got out of the car, this fine dude gets out, and he's like searching for words and ways to talk to me. He's like, you smoke? I'm like, baby, no, I don't smoke. And so I go in, and he's staring at me. And so I'm like, I already know this is about to be something. But he got in his car, but something told me he gonna wait for me. So I come back outside, he waiting for me. So he's his window roll down. He in a Benz. He about 6'3". He got dreads. I really like dreads, but he was cute. He basically looked like Waka Flocka, like back in the day. Waka Flocka before we found out that he'd be on that coonery. But that's basically how he looked. He had like a grill or whatever. He was fine. But I already knew he wasn't going to be like nothing. Like, I knew if I entertained this man, it would be for instant gratification, because I am looking for a man of God that I can marry. I am not looking for a good time. I am not looking for something to scratch my itch just because I want affection right now in this season, just because I want attention. So you have to understand what instant gratification is so you can avoid it, because you often think that it can be, it's temporary. I can cut it off anytime, but really you're wasting your time and you're causing yourself to fall into stuff that is unnecessary, that you're going to have to work your way out of when you could have just left it alone in the first place. So hopefully this has helped you out if you found yourself in a situation because of instant gratification and you feel like you cannot get yourself out of this. Girl, go ahead and get my book, How to Extra X, A Guide to Getting Past Unhealthy Relationships. It's going to walk you right on through it. Okay? Well, this has been Terms Every Single Woman Should Know. Until next time, bye.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.